Hi kids, my name is Miss Debbie and I'm so excited to be with you today. I get to read stories to you this month from this book. It's called I Heard Good News Today. I loved reading these stories to my kids when they were your age. And I can't wait to read them to my grandchildren too. And now I get to read them to you today. For the first story we're going to be reading this month, I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of St. Patrick's Day? We celebrate it in America. And if you're like me, I often wonder, what's the true meaning? What's the true story of St. Patrick? Well, today we get to learn about St. Patrick and we find out what his life was like as a child and as he got older too. So come with me and let's learn about St. Patrick. This story is called Patrick Goes to Ireland, and it happened around AD 400. That means it was about 400 years after Christ, Jesus, walked this earth. In England, around the year 400, there lived a very happy boy. His name was Patricius Sucatus, but for short, he was just called Sucat. Sucat had parents who loved him and who were Christians. They had a lovely home. There were large fields and a wooded area where Sucat could play and do whatever he liked. Often Sucat sat under a tree and dreamed about what he would do when he was a grown-up. Would he become a farmer? A hunter? Or should he perhaps become a businessman? But one day when Sucat was 16 years old, something happened that changed his whole life. It started as a very ordinary day. Sucat told his mother and father after breakfast that he was going hunting in the woods behind their house. He took his bow and arrow and ran lightly down the trail into the forest. All was quiet. He stopped and listened. He looked at the ground to see if he could find footprints of a deer. Suddenly, someone from behind grabbed him. Sucat was a strong, healthy boy, but he couldn't free himself. Several men held him in a vice grip. Sucat did not know them. No matter how hard he struggled, they would not let him go. The men were pirates from the east coast of Ireland who had come to England to look for boys they could sell as slaves back in Ireland. Sucat could not even say goodbye to his parents. They did not know what had happened to him. The pirates bound his hands and dragged him off to their ship where they threw him into the dark hold below. Many other boys whom the pirates had stolen were there also. Sucat was dazed. He could not believe this had happened to him. One moment he was running around in the woods, a carefree boy. And the next moment, he was sold to be a slave. When the ship reached Ireland, the boys, all chained together, were yanked off the ship and dragged ashore. There they were taken to a slave market. It was a terrible place. It did not take long until an Irish chieftain bought Sucat.
"Oh, what is your name?" he growled roughly.
"Patricius Sucatus," said the boy proudly.
"Well, from now on, I'm just going to call you Patrick," said the man, "and you will tend my pigs."
So Patrick took care of his master's pigs. There was nothing else he could do. Often days, as he walked back and forth taking feed and water to them, he thought to himself, "Is this what I will do the rest of my life?" He was very homesick for his parents and the life he had left behind in England. One day, a big storm came up. Thunder rolled across the sky and lightning zigzagged everywhere. As Patrick was watching the beautiful sight in the sky, to his amazement, he saw the other servants, who were Irish, huddled together, so afraid, and terror was on their faces. "What is the matter?" asked Patrick. "The storm shows that the gods are angry with us," said one of the men. "We must not have honored them enough. They might kill us," he whispered. "Your gods are angry?" asked Patrick, surprised. "Yes," said the man. "The priest tells us we have not brought enough food as an offering. We brought all we could. Our children don't even have enough to eat. But if the gods will only spare us today, we will give them all of our food."
But, stuttered Patrick, "the God I know is kind and good."
"Not our gods," said another of the men. "They don't care what happened to us. I hate them. But I have to do as the priest says, or else I don't know what the gods will do to my family.
They might kill us.
The storm was slowly moving away, and Patrick had to look after the pigs, so he could not stay to talk more. But that night, as he lay awake and really thought about God, the God he had learned to know at home, the God who had made heaven and earth, the Creator God, the God who loved him, the only true God, the God who loved the whole world so much that he sent his own son, Jesus, to show people what he was like. Suddenly, Patrick realized how different the God he knew was from those gods, the God the Irish people worship. The people around him believed in them. They believed them to be true. But Patrick knew they were not. He thought of Jesus, God's son, who had compassion with people, who healed the sick and fed the hungry. He thought of Jesus, who had loved everybody so much he was willing to die for them. Patrick began to feel that Jesus' love suddenly surrounded him in such a real way that from then on he talked to Jesus as his best friend. He learned to love Jesus more and more after this night. As he learned to know Jesus, Patrick was also more concerned about the people around him. He talked with the other servants, he became friends with them, and with his other neighbors. Now, when he saw how afraid they were of their gods, he wished with all his heart that they would come to know the Jesus he loved and that had first loved him. Patrick began dreaming about how he could tell the people in Ireland about Jesus. But he was a slave. He could not move about wherever he wished. And he also needed to learn a lot more about God and his son Jesus himself. He longed to study the Bible. How could this happen? He didn't know, since he was a slave in Ireland. It seemed impossible to him at this time. But 6 years went by. Finally, one night, Patrick had a perfect chance to escape. His master was not at home and no one was watching. Why not try? At least he could try to get back to his parents. And then who knows? He might be able to go back to school, learn more about God, so he could tell others about Jesus. Patrick hurriedly grabbed his jacket and ran out of the house. He walked and walked and walked and walked. When morning dawned, he saw the harbor. A ship was in the harbor with its sails up, ready to leave. Patrick ran as fast as he could. Gasping for breath, he finally reached the ship and he found out it was leaving for England, his home country. "Please take me on board," he begged the captain. "My parents will pay you for my ticket when I get home." That is how it happened. Patrick came home at last and was reunited with his parents. However, Patrick did not forget his friends in Ireland. He did not forget the dream he had of telling people in Ireland about his God, the God of love, and his son, Jesus. Now Patrick knew what he wanted to do with his life. He went to study the Bible at school, and after several years, he went back to Ireland as a missionary. He was the first missionary to Ireland. Patrick stayed in Ireland the rest of his life, and when he died, many people had believed in Christ. Many churches were built. The Irish people loved Patrick so much that to this day, throughout the whole world, they honor him and they celebrate St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. So kids, I hope you're excited to know now the true story of St. Patrick. First of all, Patrick wasn't Irish. I think we all think he was from Ireland, but you now know he was from England, sold as a slave to Ireland, then escaped. But then, can you believe it? He loved God so much and the people of Ireland so much that he studied in school to know the Bible so he could go back as a missionary. He was the first one that took the good news of Jesus to the island of Ireland. He planted the first churches there and told many people across that land about the love of God. Patrick truly lived for God's glory.